changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
As I said, that I want to share with you something that is absolutely critical to your health, to your well-being, and it is something that is so often overlooked, and that is why your social contacts are vital to your well-being. Why your social contacts are vital to your well-being. I was looking at Reddit this morning, which is where I've shared before. That's where I like to get my own news. There's a small amount of news in there, and there's a whole lot of kitties and puppies and beavers taking baths and otters swimming and all kinds of fun stuff that just makes me smile. And so I always share that with my daughter, and et cetera. So that's why I look at Reddit. Now, this morning, there was a story of two women who were outdoors, and they were talking about the COVID-19 virus, and they were being interviewed by someone who was wearing a mask and was holding the microphone as far away as he could and was still nowhere near these two women. Now, the two women were celebrating that they had come up with this epiphany relative to the COVID-19 virus. They said, one of them said, I came up with this and I convinced her. And the other woman was like, that's right. She came up with it and she convinced me. They kept repeating this, that the one had come up with this concept and she was very, very proud of this. And the other one had adopted this. And they were, therefore, they were not going to wear a mask. They were not going to get the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. And here's what this woman had come up with. She realized that we are energetic beings, which absolutely we are. Millions of speakers and philosophers and religious leaders have talked for thousands of years that we are energy, and that energy cannot be created or destroyed, etc. Now, because we are energy, we match our energy. Our literal energy matches other people. If you've ever gotten on an elevator with someone who is really angry about something, and they don't even say anything, and you don't interact with them, you can feel it. You can just feel it. And you can also feel that if you get on an elevator with somebody who is just jazzed and jacked up and excited, we are not only energetic beings, we seek to reach what is called homeostasis or stasis. We reach an element where we syncopate with the other people. When I teach this in front of audiences, I tell people to clap, start clapping as loud and long as they can. And I tell them, you've got to keep clapping. Don't stop clapping. Keep going. We're going to do this for minutes, I tell them. We never have to do it for minutes. Because usually within about 30 seconds, the clapping from being all over the place at different times becomes a rhythm. Everyone claps at the same pace. That is an external example of what you are doing every single day. Every day. The people you are around are going to impact who you are. I forget who said it, but it's one of the great things, and I try and keep it in my mind, and that is that you are the composite of the five people you spend the most time with. You are the composite of the five people you spend the most time with. That is why it's critical for you to spend time with people who are upbeat, people who are optimistic, people who are happy. Have you ever noticed that it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're around somebody who's upbeat and happy and optimistic? You almost feel irritated by them. And if that's the way you are, you need to hang around with that person longer, not less. You need to begin to match that person's energy. Your social contacts do a lot more for you than just share their energy. They reflect back to you who you are. It's amazing how one person can see you one way. And if you had a childhood like mine, had a really low opinion of yourself, very insecure, etc., you find people, you're going to find them who will match the energy that reinforces that. And when people get around you who are, wow, no, you're actually really great, you're smart, you're handsome, you're whatever, you're tall, you're accomplished, whatever, your brain, being like a thermostat, is going to go, oh, no, 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 no. Trust me, you need to be around those types of people even more, because people reflect back to you who you are. I've shared with you the story when I was first writing my book and I got my very first agent, and I submitted the work that I thought was my best stuff that I was going to meld together into this book just to show her that I could write. And she didn't like any of it. She thought that the story in there about Ginger dying, for those of you who have read my book, which is the number one story people come up and tell me is so touching. The other story in there about the woman who's in bed dying, but it's called A Honk If You're Happy, which has actually now been republished in millions of times by other magazines, etc. She didn't like them. She didn't like them. And I had a choice to make. Give up the only real agent that would talk to me or change my opinion about myself and about what I thought was important. And you know what? I decided to go with myself and I changed agents. And as a result, 4 million books later. Your social contacts reflect back to you who they think you are, who they think you are. Be around people who think you're awesome. Be around people who are encouraging you to be healthy and happy. It's been said many, many times, and there's a How Full Is Your Bucket, I think is the name of the book. Great book, highly recommended. It says that every time we interact with someone, there is an exchange. We're either filling their bucket or they're filling ours. And in an ideal relationship, we're both filling each other's buckets. You need to be assiduous. Here's a $60,000 word. You need to be rigorous. That's a little cheaper. You need to be rigorous in getting people out of your life who are dragging you down. Hang around with Winnie the Poohs, not Eeyores, because you are going to become like them. It's simply the way it is. And let me tell you something. I found myself in social groups. I found myself in relationships, friendships, dating relationships, where I was the one, and I've said to myself, you know what? I'm going to be the upbeat, positive person in this organization and in this group, and I'm going to help bring everybody up. Don't work. Doesn't work. It's what I call the theory of dominant consciousness. You may want it, you may believe it, but if the other people believe it stronger than you do, it is going to drain you to death. So be very careful with the people you hang out with. It's one of the reasons that I'm a member of the Florida Speakers Association. Can you imagine a more positive group of people than a bunch of motivational speakers? Oh my gosh. So give some thought today to your social contacts. And are they enhancing your life or are they dragging you down? Remember, you can't fly with eagles if you're scratching with turkeys. Let's check in and see who else is here. Got another vote for Wendy from James Henderson. Thank you, James, for taking time to vote. If any of you have any closing comments or questions, we'll take a minute for those. Michelle Doherty is here. She says, good morning, friend. So everybody else, if you'd like to check in or make a comment, etc. It is so important that the people that you are with bring you up rather than bringing you down. And you've got to remember that the number one way to be invited into a rarefied group like that is to become such a person yourself, to begin to talk about what's going well. People who know me, it's like I'm cursed with this. My ex-wife used to say, oh my gosh, and my daughter even points it out as kind of a joke. I will talk about something going wrong, you know, something going wrong. you know, something like the other day I was talking about how we were struggling to get the computer working and connecting and everything like that. And I will talk, you know, be with that. And then my next statement is always, but the good news is. So I think I'm going to leave you with that today. Begin to use the term, but the good news is, for yourself and when you're around other people. Don't use it in a correcting, I'm going to make you wrong fashion. If someone is talking about, oh my gosh, how the weather is so cold here in Key Largo, I'm actually having to wear long pants. You know, you say, but the good news is it's going to be 80 degrees in a few days. This will make us appreciate it that much more. Correct yourself, but the good news is, but the good news is, but the good news is. Michelle Doherty. Thank you, Michelle. She says, great message. Kathy Cruz says, as an adult, I started telling myself I would only be in relationships with people who I made them better and they made me better. No vampires. Beautiful. The world is full of energy vampires. They are there to suck the life out of you. And the way that you maintain your life is surrounding yourself with people who are working themselves to become happier, to become healthier, and more contributing. By the way, speaking of contributing, click share right now, if you would. Click share. Send this out in your news feed. Send it out so that other people can be inspired by this and realize the importance of connecting with people who really take good care of themselves. And if you're here for the first time, let us know. And also click like so that you know more about what's going on. Jerry says, love starting the day with this beautiful ripple effect. Thank you so much. And by the way, if you want to be around people who are going to be upbeat and happy, join us every morning from 8 to 8:20 here for our jump starts. Make it a wonderful day. Today is Thursday, and that means tomorrow is Friday, Friday. Now, always live your life 7/7 long. Don't divide yourself up and go, oh, 5 days of the week I hate, 2 days of the week I love. You're doing something wrong. I look forward to joining you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.